All week we've been telling you about the first state capture, corruption and fraud trial that is currently running in Mangaung in the Free State. Today there was some action that took place with the lawyers. This is all to do with that Nulani fraud trial, as you'll remember. Aaron Bates, Newsroom Africa reporter, is in court and has joined us to speak about this. Aaron, thank you very much for your time today. We still see the same witness on the stand today, Free State Agriculture Department insider Shadrack Xezula, who is back on the stand for this cross-examination. But it seems as though things got heated between the lawyers today.
Yes, Mandy, thank you. A pleasure to be on your show. First time in 2023. I'm actually standing outside the court in the courtyard because obviously proceedings are still underway. Xezula has been facing cross-examination from counsel for three of the six accused. It's the Free State former officials, that former department head Peter Tabete, another former department head Dr. Limakatso Morosi, and then former CFO Saipati Dlamini. And things got a little thorny just before the tea adjournment at around 11 o'clock, to the point where the acting judge Nombumolelo Gusha said, let's just all have a cup of coffee, gather ourselves, and resume proceedings at 11:30. So as we speak right now, advocate Willem Edeling, who is representing, it is Dlamini, the third accused, is busy grilling Xezula on his statement, which he prepared with the Hawks investigator, and the rest of some of the documents attached.
You know, when a judge has to go, please try and maintain some decorum to counsel, that things are getting out of hand a little. So Shadrack Xezula is this Agriculture Department insider. What is some of the evidence that he's giving today?
Well, he's been thinking about his time as the acting manager for supply chain management. And I think one of the most important things to come out of his evidence, Mandy, is how it came about that Nulani Investments was added into the system of the Free State government, chiefly around payment. So he says that on the 6th of October 2011, Saipati Dlamini, the then CEO, came into his office and there was this pressure, this inordinate pressure upon him to ensure that a deviation memo was drafted. He says she dictated it to him. It had to be done by the end of the day. And that while she was in his office, which he says was very unusual, only happened then, never again in his time in that role, she was receiving calls from Tabete. He says she dictated to him what to put in it. And she had in hand this letter from a New Delhi, India company that deals in scrap metal, Mandy, that had written to the Free State government 3 days earlier, congratulating it on the Mohuma Mobung venture and offering to go in a public-private partnership, noting that Mohuma Mobung had, you know, a planned sort of scope of R1 billion. But first, it said it wanted due diligence done to give it comfort and peace of mind, and it wanted to earmark the company which would do that. Although Nulani Investments is not named in that letter from this worldwide window, Impacts Private Limited India, it was Dlamini, says Xezula, who told him to put Nulani Investment in the paperwork. He says sometime after that, they walked to the finance department. Nulani Investments had him checked. It wasn't a listed service provider for the provincial government, and they didn't even have a letter with the banking details, as in a formal letter, proper documentation. He says she had a piece of paper handwritten on it, the banking details for Nulani Investments. It was logged into the system and received an initiation fee of R12 million just based on that. So a kind of sort of lackadaisical hapdash, slapdash is the nature of how this all came about with this extreme pressure.
Aaron, thank you so much for the anatomy of state capture playing out there. Aaron Bates, Newsroom Africa reporter. And Aaron will be providing ongoing coverage of this very important case on Newsroom Africa on channel 405 on DSTV, so you can catch her updates there.